This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And I urge you to get your Bible and turn to Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 5, where I shall be reading from the American Standard Version. Or are you ignorant that all we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Now for the past few days, we have been studying about the purpose of baptism as it is taught in the Bible. I have indicated that we are not interested in what human creeds teach about that purpose, but what does the Bible say about it? And I have pleaded with this to go to passages in the Bible which mention baptism, suggesting that you cannot learn the reason why you should be baptized by studying passages which do not even mention it. Now notice in this passage, Paul says, "Do you not know that all we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?" Now this passage makes clear then that one is baptized into Christ. Now that isn't the same thing as being baptized while one is already in Christ. For example, suppose we illustrate the matter in this way. Let us suppose that someone comes to your home. He drives up in his automobile in front of your home, walks up the sidewalk, let us say, 20 steps. He comes to your door. He has come 20 steps toward your home, but he is not yet inside of it. He then takes one step from the outside of your house to the inside of it. That is, he takes one step which carries him through the door. He now is in the house, whereas before, he was on the outside of the house. In the same way, there are a number of acts of obedience which bring one toward Christ. One must hear the Word of God. He must believe. He must repent of his sins. He must confess his faith. All of these are taught in the Bible as being essential, but they do not bring us into Christ. There is one act of obedience, and only one act of obedience, which brings us into Christ. And I would like, in all kindness and love, to suggest this challenge. Find in your Bible any statement which teaches you how to get into Christ other than those passages which teach that we are baptized into Christ. Now, just how important is it to be in Christ? In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10, the Bible says, "Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." Now, where does the Bible say salvation is? In Christ Jesus. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, we are told that we are sons of God in Christ Jesus. Now, since every responsible adult is either a child of the devil or a child of God, then every one of us is either a child of God or a child of the devil. Everyone who is in Christ is a child of God. Everyone who is not in Christ is not a child of God. Can you not therefore see how very important is this statement of Paul when he says that we are baptized into Christ? Just as these other acts of obedience bring us toward Christ, just as the man walking up the sidewalk toward your house brought him toward your house, but one last step took him from the outside to the inside of it, just so it is that baptism is the act of obedience which brings one from the outside of Christ to the inside of Christ. Remember the words of Paul that we are baptized into Christ. Be with us tomorrow as we continue this very vital study.